Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're starting in the middle of the Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Abavo, Omer Abyechen, Omer Abyane, Omer Rebbe, Mataba Mishmeid, Rebbe Shuv Ben Karcha. Minayin Labal She'ein Neitel Beroi Kivamuchzik. How do we know that a Baal doesn't get a Yerusha Beroi? Something which is Roi, which in the future will come to his wife, but when his wife died, it didn't come yet. It says that Skuv gave birth to Yor, and Yor had 23 cities. Skuv, how did Yor get the cities? If his father didn't have it, Skuv got married to a wife. The wife died before her father died, before her Meirish died. And then her father died. So Yor got the Yerusha, it bypassed Skuv and went to Yor, because at the time that his wife died, she didn't get the Yerusha yet. So the Yerusha goes to the son and not to the father. And then the Gemara brings the other pasuk, Elazar ben Aramis v'ikbru, v'givas Pinchas benoi, how did Pinchas have something which Elazar didn't have? Elamai, the same thing. Elazar married a woman and he died b'chayim erishel. So the Gemara says, what are you two pasukim for? Teretz says, from Yor, it's not mukhrich. Because maybe Yor married the wife. How do you know Skuv married the wife, and then Skuv was supposed to yarsha, but he couldn't get it b'roi? Maybe Yor married the wife, and Yor got it mirusha sishtai. The Teretz is from Pinchas. I didn't know by Pinchas it was that way. So the Gemara says, Amakra b'noi, nachla riloi v'yarsha b'noi. Since it says, begivis Pinchas b'noi, we know Pinchas was Allah's son. So why is it Pinchas b'noi? Elamai, because the nachla was really belonged to him, v'yarsha b'noi, and we'll speak about that drasha later in the shiur. Al Kapanim, here the Gemara says the Gavaldigi is said that even though the Baal is Yerush Ishta and he's Kaidim for all the Yerushim, it's only the Nechasim Isha has B'shas that she died. Nechasim she doesn't have yet, if her Merishim didn't die yet. So those Nechasim the Baal doesn't get, only the Yerushim get. The Isha's sons will get it. Now later in the parak there's a discussion about Bechar in the Neitel Beroi. There's a dinner Bechar gets Pishnayim, but a Bechar doesn't get Pishnayim by Roy, by something which the father doesn't have at the time that he dies. So by Bechar, the Gemara reads there's three different cases of Roy, with Prati Dinim about the other two cases. One case is like the case the Gemara here is discussing, that it's something which the woman yarshins after she dies. And those are something that she gets after Misa B'Yerusha. That's one case of Roy. That's one case where someone can get Nechasim after he or she dies. So in this case, that's Klar, both by Bechar, and by Isha. By Bechar, the case would be, if a man dies, and he has a Bechar, and after he dies, his father dies. He dies before his father. Then his father dies. So that Nechasim that now come from the grandfather, the Bechar doesn't get Bishnayim. It says, Bechal Hashem Yematzei Loi, only thing which is Matzei Loi, not Roi. And the same thing with the Baal and the Isha. If the Isha dies, and her father was still alive, her Meirush was still alive, and after she dies, her father dies, and she would get the Yerusha Bekever, it doesn't go to a husband, it goes to her children. That's one type of roi. Another type of roi, which we're not going to discuss here at length, is shvach. Shvach shechshpichu nechasim achamisa. When somebody dies, he has nechasim, he has karkais, he has lands that are worth a certain amount of money, and then they go up in value. And then there's a whole big discussion about bechar, in which cases does he get the shvach shechshpichu nechasim, which case not. That's the big sugyas later in the parak. Pashtas by Baal is not Negeya, because when there's no other Yershim, so that means all the Yershim belong to the husband already, so Avada, any Shvach Sheshbichu Nechasim, that's Bishusay Ashbach. So Pashtas is no Shaila of Shvach. There is a Shtikl Nirishayim discussion a little bit about Shvach when it comes to Negeya Baal, but Isha won't go into it. Pashtas is no such Shaila. Pashtas Avada, the Baal, would get the Shvach Sheshavchu Nechasim Achamisus Hishday, simply because there's no other Yershim, so it's mamish his. It's not like by Bechar, where Kol's man, they weren't chalik the Nechasim, it's betfusas habayis, so therefore, it's not considered the Bechar's yet, so he wouldn't necessarily get the Shvach Sheshbichu Nechasim. But there's a third case of Roy by Bechar, which is Milva. Let's say somebody owed money to the father, and the father died before he collected the loan. So you have to pay back the Yarshim. So does the Bechar get Pishnayim in the Milva? So the loch is that he doesn't, but there's a lot of Pratei Dinim if they collected Karka, if they collected Mois, a whole Machlekes, but there is a whole issue of Roy by Milva. Now, does that apply to the roi here we have by Yerushas Baal of the Ishtai? So later in Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, there's a big machlokes Yishenim about this. The Rimagash says it doesn't apply. The Rimagash says any money that's owed to the wife, that's called muhzik. That's called she has it already. That's not called roi. Lagabi Bechor, it's called roi because Bechor, it says matonikai rechmana. Lagabi Bechor, he has to mamish have the cash. If he doesn't have the cash, that's called roi and the binod in the pishnayim. But by Isha, it's not the vart. If she wasn't Yerushi, it's called roi. By Alva, it's not called roi. He doesn't say this klar, but I think the lumdis is like this. By Bechor, it's more of a Xeris Akasav, that there's no Pishnayim by Roy. It's a Xeris Akasav. The Torah gave Pishnayim Bechol Hashem Yimotzeloi. The Torah gave Pishnayim Dafkin cash on hand. Anything which is not Yimotzeloi, there's no din of Pishnayim. Mashengim Ebal Benichse Ishtet, there's no Xeris Akasav. What's the Svarah for Roy in Bechlal? Zogi Chazoi, the Baal's not Mamash Yayush, he's not a relative. It's a din. That the Baal is Yerush Nechse Ishtai. It's a schus the Baal has. We discussed it. Is it a schus? Is it Sheirish? We can discuss it a little bit further in the Shia. Is it a Kenyan that he has in the wife? Or is it the Pshat that he's Sheirish Kabasar Echon? But once the wife died, it's pocket Hashem Yerush from him. He's no longer a Yerush. So any Nechasim that the Isha gets after she dies, the Baal is not a Yerush Bechlal. He has no Sheikhis. Calls them and they're married until the Isha dies. Whatever she had when she dies, so that's his, and he comes before every Yerush. But whatever she didn't have before she died, she only gets his Nechasim after she died. After she died, they're not married anymore. He's Bechlal, not a Yerush. Azay Fashteich, the Pshat and Roy by Baal. So Mela makes a lot of sense that by Milva, there won't be a din of Roy. By Milva, the Pshat is, he Yarshins the Chayiv. He gets the Chayiv. A Chayiv is property. A Chayiv is something that the Isha has. And the Baal Yarshins the Chayiv. Rather, the Rimagash says like this. The Rimagash says that if there's a Shibud Karkois, so then he gets the Chayiv no matter what. If there's no Shibud Karkois, so it depends. If it's not yet the Zman Piroyin, he holds he doesn't get the Chayiv. Because you don't owe any money yet. It's not yet the Zman Piroyin. If it's after the Zman Piroyin, even if you didn't pay, then he Yarshins the Chayiv. It's different than Bechor. Bechor is Xeris Akasav. If the cash is not in hand, you don't get Pishnayim. It's not because you're not a Yerush afterwards, you're a Zelbi Yerush afterwards. It's just the din of Pishnayim is the Pshat only in the cash on hand. But Yishad the Pshat is you don't really need the cash to be on hand. The Pshat is you have to be a Yerush. On Roy, you're not a Yerush Bechlal because by the time she got the Nechasim, you weren't married anymore. It's like you divorced her. Avad, you're not a Yerush anymore. But a milvet of pshat is I could yarshin the chayiv. There's such a thing. I'm yarshining the chayiv. It's my chayiv. So mamela, I'm yarshining her when she died. That's good enough. That's what the Rimagash holds. And the Magid Mishnah in Ilchus Nachlis Perek Aleph Alachi and Aleph he holds that that's the chayiv. What the Rambam holds mislimus l'shaynai. And the Rambam only brings the din of roi by Yerusha. The Rambam says that the Baal is not yerush ish de b'roi. And he says the case of Yerusha. He doesn't say the case of Milva. It's the Mashinu by Milva is not considered royal legabi Baal, even though it is legabi Bechor. But all the other Rishayna Machaylik, the Rishayna bring the Ramban and the Rashba, they bring that the Rif is Chaylik, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Bahag, and that's how they paskin in the Rosh. And all the Rishayna there, Nafkuf Chafayim and Aleph, they're all Chaylik, they all say that no, the Gedder of Roy by Baal Benichse Ishta is the exact same Gedder as Bechor. The emphasis they bring, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Gimel, which in the Kash of the Gemara Zicha held that way. The Havnet of the Gemara Zicha held, the Gemara there is discussing if someone's Mazik and Isha, and the Isha dies, and the Braisa says it goes to her Yarshim, and the Gemara there is discussing why it doesn't go to the Baal. So the Gemara there says that, the Gemara there says because she's divorced, but the Gemara there says that why don't we say because it's right? And the one that says it depends, it's actually a machlokes tanoim, legabi if milva is considered roi, against the maisa. But the Gemara there, klar, is being medama the din of roi, that we have the sugi, legabi bechor, to the din of roi, legabi baal. Now the Rimagash's girsa is that the Gemara's teretz is that baal benichse ishtai is different. It would only be roi, legabi bechor, not legabi baal benichse ishtai. But even then, it's totally on two pshatim, mutuki sayis in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Mem Gimel. Balkopanim, like we said, even if the Rambam holds like the Rimagash, But Rav Ruba of Yishenim argue, and that's the Psak Halach and Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadi Sivalev, that a milv is also considered Roy ibn Igei of Al Benechse Yishtai. So it should come out of Gevaldigen Afgamin al Halach Alameisa. Because normally, when you have a woman that has her own money, a woman that's independently wealthy, normally, especially today, the money is not cash on hand. I mean, l'chayah, if you hold milv is roi, even a bank account is roi, l'chayah. And kol shekein creditors, things that people owe her, was zichah be called roi. Kum dais, l'fi de psak halacha, that the Rishayim are saying that milv is considered roi, so when the isha dies and has a lot of money, dafka the nechasim, or the nechasim she has, jewelry, things like that, cash, all these things will go to the husband. But anything which is not actual money that she has, it's chayvis that people owe her, that would all go to the sons, lefizet. Now the Rosh there, on dafka v'chavei, says a gavaldigi yisait. He says he holds that this whole shmuz, if milv is considered roi or not, is only negeya if, let's say, the isha borrowed money before she got married. Or let's say her father died and people owed him money, and she's the only Irish, and now people owe her that money they owed her father, and now she dies. That's what's negeya roi. Mashenkin, if she lent her nechse malug, the nechasim that she owns are all called nechse malug. And if she lent those nechse malug, Tainit the Rosh, that's Zichah the Bal Yashitz. And he says a parasha to Svara. Says the Gemara says in Ksuvis that Beusha Skinu, Isha Shemarcha B'nichse B'lug B'chayim Balu Mesa Bal Meitzi Miad L'Kuchas. Let's say a woman has Nechasim, which belong to her, and she sells them B'chayim Balu, she sells them. Then they don't belong to her anymore. But the Bal, after she dies, the Bal is Meitzi Miad L'Kuchas. Why is he Meitzi Miad L'Kuchas? Because he's considered the Lekeach Rishon. The Chazal made that the Yerushas Abal should be like a Lekeach. When he gets married, or even if they were married and she gets Nechasim, he's considered a shtickle, the owner of the Nechasim, even though it really belongs to her. And if she could sell it, but even that if the Baal dies first, then the Lechem could have it. But Benigeya, if she dies and he Yarshins, normally if someone sells Nechasim and then he dies, the Yarshim have no Sheiches. But the Baal is different. The Baal is not really a Yerush. The Baal has a schus in the chasim as ayande ki adah. That's the kanesusha. Hazak derasha parsha de svara. So if that's true, even if she gives away the nechasim, the Baal could get it. So kol shekein, if she just lends the nechasim, the Baal could get it. So whatever nechasim she once had cash on hand, the nechse malug at one point belonged to her. She had the money, and then she lent it. Then avada the Baal gets. And that's also the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even as a simen tzadik sifalef. So in Mela, any nechasim that she once had, if she had money and she put it in the bank, or lent it to someone, or whatever the case may be, if she had items and sold it to someone and the person owes them the money for the items, all these things, the Baal, even if she would give it away, the Baal gets the Yerusha of it. So kol shekein, if she lends it, the Baal gets the Yerusha. So kundes lefi the Rosh, and that's the psak halach and shulchan aruch from all the peskim. It's only negay of this din that milv is roi if she never had the cash on hand when they were married. L'mashal, she lent money before she got married, and then she died. So that money, the Baal never had, it was always roi. So male, there's no Yerusha of the Baal. Well, let's say her father died, left her Yerusha, but that Yerusha gufa was unpaid chayvis. So she never had this money, and then she died. So all that money is going to go to her sons, not to her husband. But whatever she wants at one point had cash on hand, and she lent the money, that is nemming on, since she had the nechse malug, just like if she would give it away or sell it, the Baal would come and get it, the Baal be meitzi man lekuchas, he blimes the lekeach rishon, so kol shekein when she lends it will be the same thing. And now let's go a little weiter. Let's see the Taisus. The Taisus asks interesting to kasha. The Gemara says that a Baal is not Yerush Beroi, and so where does the nechasim go to? They go to the Ben. So Taisus asks the Banim Taisus, Meisu b'chayim Yerushah. Taisus asks him, Taimai, the Ben Yerush Beroi nechse imai, u'bal eino Yerush, minolon the Baal kaidim leben. If you see that the son Yarshins Beroi, and we know that the husband doesn't Yarshin Beroi, so you see the son is a mile over the husband. The Baal is not Yerush Beroi, the son is Yerush Beroi. So the son is a male over the husband. So mehechetes the baal is kaved l'mubet. So emphasizes the baal is not yerush machmas kurva el machmas she'erus because the chshuvim baser echot. So a mela just like he's kaved l'mashai kravim azayech he's kaved l'ben the malihai malihai. If the baal will be yerush al kurva, so maybe the ben is closer. But since the baal is not yerush al kurva, the baal is yerush al she'erus the baser echon. So the same way he goes before Shai Kravim, because it's two different tracks. You can't say the Baal is the Ben is closer than the Baal, and the Baal is closer to the Yerushim, because he's Bechlal not a Karev. He's a different track. He's Sheiris, he's Basar Echad. So the question is, one question, is Basar Echad better than other Kravim? Is Basar Echad worse than other Kravim? But you can't make him in the middle. So just like he's better than Shai Kravim, he's better than a Ben. Dosh Teitin Taisis. I saw in the Sefer Teresh Shmuel for Rabbi Moshe Rosenbaum from Lakewood, he says the Taisus L'Chayr is very, very shver. The Rishbam already made that cheshbon on the Afkuf Yud Aleph from the base. The Rishbam says, how do we know a Baal is Kaidim Leben? He says, Parsha Nezach. Because a Baal is not a Karev, the Yush is not Karev, we spoke about it then. Either it's Al Shevis, like Taisus says, we had another Tzad, Rashing Suvis, that the Baal is Yerush because he gets a Kinyan in the Nechsei Yishtai. Fine. But the pshat is, it's not possible to put him before some Yerushim and after other Yerushim. Either he's ahead of all the Yerushim, or he's behind all the Yerushim, and he can't be behind all the Yerushim because then he'll never get a Yushim. No, only by a Yerush. That's not Shaykh. See, obviously you can't put him behind all the Yerushim, so obviously you have to put him ahead of all the Yerushim. Dash Teit in the Rishbam. So Tais is now coming up with a kasha, that since I find the Baal is not Yerush Beroi, and the Ben is Yerush Beroi, so Mela, how do I know the Baal is Kaidin LeBen? But what happened to that Cheshmi Monoshach? The Ben is not the only Yerush that's Yerush Beroi. Every single Yerush is Yerush Beroi. There's not one Yerush besides the Baal that's not Yerush Beroi. So Monoshach, if you're going to say that when you have a Mela that you're Yerush Beroi, you're going to come before the Baal because he's any Yerush Beroi, so right to the Baal is eliminated. Elamai, it doesn't matter. So the Baal is not Yerush Beroi. And everyone has his Yerush Beroi, but still, that's Exeris Akasa. The Baal comes before. What's the tzad? The Baal should become before the Ben and not before the other Yerushim. What's Pshan and Taisus Kasha? If only a Ben would be Yerush Beroi, you say, understand Taisus Kasha. The Ben has a mile over the Baal because he's Yerush Beroi, so maybe he comes before. But it's not only the Ben. Every single Yerush in the world is Yerush Beroi. Only the Baal is not Yerush Beroi. If you're going to say Yerush Beroi is a Mila to supersede Baal, so that would apply to all Yerushim, and then Baal would never Yerushim. Elamai, it's not a Mila. So what's the Chiluk Ben another Yerushim? What's Pshat and Tosfos Kasha? So Richtig Shtelt Etzur Rabbi Chana. There's Rabbi Chana and Ksuvis and Afsamach Vavim and Beis. Tosfos then Afsamach Vavim and Beis and Ksuvis. He got a red ice. You know, there's a Mishnah earlier, Memvavim and Beis. This is what Tosfos is talking about. The Mishnah earlier, Memvavim and Beis, says that Av is Zeicha Bebitai. The Maisiyadem, it's Yasa and Yerusha. And when she gets married, yes, or all of her Baal, Shu'echel Peris Bechayel. That's what the Mishnah says. So Av, when we have a young daughter that's not yet a Begeris, the Av is Zeicha Bebitai, then he has the Mitziyah, the Maisiyadayim, and the Yerusha, when she dies, he Yarshins. And then when she gets married, the Baal gets all these things. He gets the Mitziyah, the Maisiyadayim, the Yerusha, and also he gets an extra one, that he's Eichel Peris Bechia. So it says, Nis is Yeser Olav Baal. That means the Baal is everything the Av has. And one more thing, that he's Eichel Peris Bechia. So Taisus wanted to know, does this Mishnah tell us the full din of Yerushas of Baal? Taisus says, not yet. That's what Taisus wants to say, another Mishnah is Negev. He wants to say why another Mishnah said the din that the Baal is Yerush. We have this Mishnah ready. So Taisus says, not really. Because the Av is only Yerush when there's no sons. If the Isha, if the girl would have a son, he wouldn't be Yerush. It's kind of not shy for the girl to have a son, calls him out, she's a Ketana, but it doesn't matter. The point is, an Av doesn't become before a son in Yerusha. That we know. If a woman dies, she has sons, the son gets to Yerusha. If she doesn't have sons, then her father gets to Yerusha. So all we see in the Mishnah is, if there's no sons, then the Baal is Yerush. Yes, sir, the Baal, that just like the Av is Yerush, the girl, when she has no sons, who had in the Baal is Yisrael, if he's Yerush's wife when there's no sons. But we don't see that when she has sons, he can be Yerush. So, Mel, that's what Taisus says there, That's why that Mishnah doesn't tell us the full din of Yerusha Sabal, because you don't see from that Mishnah that the Yerusha Sabal is even when she has sons. That's why we need another Mishnah to teach you that there's Yerusha Sabal even when she has sons. At kan the Tosis. Hazakya b'chanan there, what do you mean? If the Baal, who's not related altogether, and he's Yerush, before people are related, so you can't make a chiluk, one relative, another relative, like the Rishbam said, only kufyat alpha base. So why is Taisa saying that we'd have a havamina that the Baal is Yerush, but not b'malkam the son? If the Baal is Yerush, b'malkam other relatives, so how can b'chaltin other relatives in the son? That's right, Rabbi Chanan. So Envid Rabbi Chanan ateretz. Like we spoke earlier, there's two, he said, this is a yisoy that he said in other places. A ben comes from two things. A ben is a karev. He's the closest karev. But a ben is also a kam tachas avim. That's a yisoy that chreinim say. That's why the yid is that way, and stay achuza, and evin ivri, the ben is kam tachas avim. That's why you have even stam by a shtel in it, the shrora that the father has, the ben is yerish. You don't find by other Yerushim. The Ben is a Kamdachas of. We discussed this, you said, in previous Yerim. So in Mela, there would be such a Havamina. There'd be a Havamina that the Avis have added for all Kravim. Kravim don't come to it about. Mashenkin, a Ben, which has another din, the Baal is Yerushim, Makim, any Kariv. Because Kurva, against the Baal wins. Mashenkin, the Ben has another thing. The Ben is a Kamdachas of. If the ben is a kam tachas aviv, so maybe that comes before the baal. Kurva, we can't be mechal between any kurva, between this kurva and that kurva. But kam tachas aviv, that could be a chiluk. That's Rabbi Chanan svar. So oy bazoi, maybe that's how we can understand this taisis. As I state in the Teir Shmuel from Amad Chirozumel. Kurva ain't a chinami. Kurva was stuck. Even though a kurv is yerish beroi and a baal is not. But if Kurva would come before Baal, then Baal would never get the Yush altogether. And it can't be Mechalti in one Kurva and another Kurva. But we're dealing with Ben. Ben has another mile of Kam Tachas Aviv. So maybe then we can make a Cheshbon. That a Kam Tachas Aviv, you have a din of Kam Tachas Aviv even by Roy. And by a Baal, you don't have the din that it's Yerish by Roy. The Mela, maybe a Ben is Kaidin the Baal. Even though the Baal will be Kaidin other Kraven. Because by Kurvi, it can't be Mechalik. But by Ben, not, because Ben has the mile of Kamtachas Aviv. So that's Taisus Kasha, so what's Taisus Teretz? So the Taisus is Mayach a little bit. Kevin Shabbal and Yerush Machmas Kurva Machmas She'erus Shein Cheshuv and Kabasar Echot. What's the pshat that a Baal who's not a Kurv supersedes a Kurv? Elamai, a Baal Bechal doesn't have to be a Kurv. A Baal is Basar Echot Mamish. That's why he supersedes a Kurv. He's not a Kurv. He's the wife himself. Aybazai, just like that, could go against Kariv, that could go against Kam Tachas Aviv as well. Kam Tachas Aviv. Fine. But here the Baal is She'erus Basar Echon. Basar Echon, just like that supersedes Kurva, that has to supersede Ben as well. That's some Shannon Dices. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara learns out the Din of Roy because it says, Begivis Pinchas B'nai. In other words, the Gemara says he can't learn it out from the skuv hoiladis yor, that had a yor of 23 cities that skuv didn't have, because that's not a raya that it came from Seguv's wife, maybe it came from Yor's wife. So you don't have a raya that a baal is not Yerush beroi. Smar brings the other pasuk that says that they buried Elazar begivus Pinchas benoi. How did Pinchas have and Elazar didn't have? Teretz is because it must be that Elazar married a wife and she died b'chayei her Moirish, and the Baal was not Yerush beroi. So the Gemara says, maybe they got it b'stei charam. So the Gemara says, Amakra b'noi, nachla ru'uya loy v'yarusha b'noi. Since it says, begive a smichas b'noi, it's a nachla ru'uya loy v'yarusha b'noi. The Rishbam learns, he says two pshatim. One pshat is that it's from the pasuk, ashanitan loy b'har Ephraim. Vaisis was a din tayr about it. And the other pshat is not because of the word b'noi, because we know that Pinchas was Allah's son. Elamai, it must be that there was a din tayr about it. Now, those are the two pshatim, both come down to the same thing. Vaisis, there was a machloikis, who should get the Yerusha? It was a shayla, who should get the Yerusha? If the pshat is, Ustam was Naflim Yistei Charamim, or the pshat is, was Pinchas' wife, then there wasn't a shayla, who should get the Yerusha? But the word Ashenitan Lei Ba'ar Ephraim, or the word Givus Pinchas B'nai, that it says B'nai, Vaisis, there was a dintayr between the two. It was a nachla ruyaloi, Ba'atzim, it came from his wife. So really, he should get it. Now, there's a nayadin for the Baal Yerush B'roi, And that's why his son got it. That's what it means. Nachla Ruya Loi V'yarsha B'nai means that there was a tzad that was Ruya Loi. It really wasn't Ruya Loi because ain't a Bal Yerush B'Roi. But there was a tzad that was Ruya Loi because it was from his wife. Now V'yarsha B'nai, the Ben wanted it entire because it ended up it wasn't Ruya Loi. It ended up because ain't a Bal Yerush B'Roi. So Mamela wasn't Ruya Loi, it was Yerush B'nai. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But the Rima Gash says a Murdik of Mechudish Dik of Shat, the Shur of Shat of Bissel. The Rima Gash says, Lama Nichta B'nai, right? I'm a Kro B'nai, Lama Nichta B'nai. We already know that Pinchas is B'nai Shalazar. Elakach Yisru Akasav Kan La'alazar, V'tolabai, Lius Remes, Shanachla Zeru Yuhay Yisrael La'alazar. Really, it was an Achla was Roy for La'alazar. V'shay Chavabay, Lula Shemes Ishta B'chayim Arishav, Yorshav, B'chayim Arishav, fine. So far the same as Urshbam. But then he says, V'yorsha b'nai tachtov, v'nasa b'mkoymai b'chayev l'in yirushasa, k'moy she'yikonei sa'ben b'makamav v'acha moysei b'nechasev v'chol dvarev. He says, Nachla ruya loy v'yorsha b'nai means that be'etzim it's his nachla, and the reason why the ben gets it is because he's nasa b'mkoymai to yarshin it. So I saw, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, there's Shiva Ber Yankov, and that guy said, he writes on the Rima Gash, he says it's a tremendous nafumina la'alacha. As I the Pasha to learn the Gemara, the Ben gets it because he's Yerush Imai. The Baal doesn't get it because ain't a Baal Yerush Buroi. So why does the Ben get it? Not because he's Yerush Aviv. His father's still alive. The Ben gets it because he's Yerush Imai. Since the Baal is knocked out because it's Roy, there's no Yerushas Baal by Roy. So male the Ben gets it because he's Yerush Imai. But the Mir Magash is saying, no, the Ben gets it because the Ben is Nichnas Tachas Oviv. He's Nasib M'Koymei B'Chayiv L'in Yin Yerushasa K'moyshi Yekonis Ben B'Makamav V'Machamoysi B'Nechasav. So he says, we'll be in Afghamim al-Alacha. Let's say you have a second marriage. A man has children from his first marriage. A woman has children from her first marriage. And they get married a second marriage. The woman has tons of Nechasim. She dies. All the nechas and the baals. Yerush Avada, but what about Roy? Roy, the baal's not Yerush. So who gets the Yerusha? Pashas Avada, her children. Her children get the Yerusha, not his children. Her children, they Yerushimai, Ben Yerushimai, not the husband's children. A tiny Rav Shmuel Shapiro from the Rimagash's Mavura, no, his children will get it. It's a Nachla Ruyeloi. It's his Nachla, and his Ben gets it because he's Kamim Kaimai. But Be'emesin, it's a Pliya. Because why should the Ben get it from him? He doesn't get it. If he doesn't get it, how could the Ben get it? The Chayit of Pashup Shad is, if Baal's not Yerush Barois, he doesn't get it, so her Yerushim get it? How could it be that he doesn't get it, but his Yerushim get it? It's Tamua. And as I fact, your Meshach Shmuel Shapiro. Now Zokteh, and it's a very strange story, but Zokteh Zay, Vais Dais, it doesn't say Ein Baal Yerush Barois. It says Ein Baal Neitel Barois. Vice says he yarshins it. He yarshins it. But he's some Zayrus Akasav that even though he's the Yarsh, he can't own it. So who gets it? His Yarshim. His children get it, even if it's not her children. A Peldik Achidish, as Elachar State to be Magash. Avada the Pasha is not the way. I would Nemon with the Klarkite, the Loch is that her Yarshim get it. Avada, if he doesn't get Beroi, so who within his Yarshim aren't better than him? But don't state to be Magash. There's such a thing, it's a chesan tezach. It's Yerusha when he's alive. Vice says, Ben, come tachas of him. Even if he's alive, the Ben can become tachas of him. It becomes m'kaymai. For some reason, there's some afgah that he can't get beroi, but his mamala makam could get beroi. As I state, the Rim Magash, I'm mayor de gechidish, hashver zach. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on, ubnei achais. It says that if you have two sisters and one sister dies, the other sister's sons yarish in the end. Tana b'nei achas v'loy b'nei achas. Only the sister's sons yarish in their end, but the sister's daughters do not yarish in the end. Amai hilchasa. What's the exact halacha that we're learning out from it? What does it mean? Of course, the son's daughters also can yarish in. Amar avsheish is l'kadeh, that when you have sons and daughters, so the sons yarish in their end, but the daughters don't. But if you only have daughters, then the daughters would, the B'nai Sachas would yarish it. Tani of Shmuel B'Yitzchak commander Rav Huna. Shmuel B'Yitzchak said a brisa in front of Rav Huna. V'yarish me'akish Yerusha shni'el Yerusha Rishayna. There's a hekish, the second Yerusha to the first Yerusha. My Yerusha Rishayna ben kaidim labas. You have a hekesh like this. You wouldn't know for sure that by the Yerusha Shniya, the Ben is Kaidel Mabas, but there's a hekesh. Now, what does it mean, Yerusha Rishayna and Yerusha Shniya? Yerusha Rishayna means, according to all the Rishaynim, the Yerusha from the father. When the father dies, that's what the Pasuk says, Mefurish, who Ben Ain Loiv Avat Mesnachlasu Labita, like the Gemara explains earlier, if there was a Ben, then the Ben gets it, the Bas gets nothing. So now, as though you might think, it's Dafka when the father dies, but other Yerushas, the Ben and Bas are Shavah. But there's a Hekesh, Yerusha Rishayna, Yerusha Shniya, that the other Yerushas also, the Ben is Kaidin Labas. So the Rishbam learns, Yerusha Rishayna means the first Yerusha in the Pasuk, Ben Kaidin Labas, Ish Kiyamas or Ben Einloi, when they're Yerusha in the father. Yerusha Shniya means the second Yerusha that are in the Pasuk, and Einloi Ben, and Einloi Bas, and Mesatim is Achlas and Lechav. That's already Yerusha Shniya. So just like a Ben is Kaidin Labas, who a Din Ach is Kaidin Lachais, and the Rishbam says, and who a Din Yerusha Shlishis, and Yerusha Revius, and Asiris, any other Yerusha with is a Ben and a Bas, the Ben will always be Kaidin Labas. Agam, the Rishbam says here, Lamashal, let's say someone dies and he has one sister and he has Ben Achiv. He has nephews. His brother already died, but his brother left sons and you have Achais against the Ben Achiv. So Rishbam says Achais wins because she's first on the list. But Taisa says, and that's the Chari Mavura later on, that it's not the way because if Mitchila there was a Ben and a Bas, so Akal Kaidim Menachla Yetzi Erecha Kaidim. Since if the Ben would be alive, he would be Kaidin Labas, the Bas wouldn't Yarshin. So who had been his Yarshin before the daughter, Yarshin before the sister. So the nephews come before the aunt. The aunt wouldn't Yarshin. Taisa says, like a Vchurfele Ayimbam. The Emerson Shmam later says, Mefurish like Taisa. He says, Mefurish Mamish in this case, where someone dies, doesn't have children, and he has a sister, and he has children from his brother. The children from the brother get everything. The sister doesn't get, just like the sister wouldn't get b'makom a brother, if the brother left children, they're kaidim the sister. Al-Kopanim, the Rishbam learns that Yerusha Rishayna means the Ben and the Bas, and the Yerusha Shniya means all the Yerushas in the Pasuk. The Ach and the Achais, the Achi Aviv and the Achais Aviv, those are the Yerusha Shniya. So Taisa says he doesn't like this pshat. That's not called Yerusha Shniya, because then the Yerusha Shniya didn't teach you this halacha that Bnei Achais are kaidim to Bnei Sachais. That's what Taisa says. So what is the pshat? That Yerusha Rishayna means the Ben Kaidin Labas, like we said, and Yerusha Shniya is when it's Mamashmesh. That the Ben is no longer alive, and his son comes before his daughter. In other words, the Ben Aben comes before the Bas Aben, or the Ben Abas comes before the Bas Abas. That's Yerusha Shniya. So then he holds is Mamash similar to Bnei Achais. The Achais is no longer alive, and the Ben Achais comes before the Bnei Achais. Das steht in Taisus. So the Mashal is Masbu, why does Taisus hold his pshat? You see more the Ben Achais kaidin the Bnei Achais than the Rishbam's pshat. The Rishbam's pshat was that the first Yerusha in the Torah means the Ben and the Bas, and the second Yerusha means everything that comes after that. So why isn't that also right to Ben Achais and Bnei Achais? So the Mashal says, and we spoke about this Svarim a number of times in the previous Yerim, that Taisus holds that Achim have a direct Yerusha. They're not Yerush to Mishmash. So the Havmin of the Gemara was that Yerusha Rishayna, no, there's a reason why I need the Hekesh Lefi Taisus is that maybe any time there's a direct Yerusha from the Mace, there's a din of Ben Kaidin Labas. But any time you have to come on to Mishmash and Yerush Bekever to be Meirish to a Ben Abbas, there's no din of Ben Kaidin Labas. So that an Achis Kaidim La'achis, that's all from Yerusha Rishayna. That's a Yerusha without Mishmash. A Yerusha without Mishmash, that you know. That you know from Ben Kaidim Labas. So an Ach Kaidim La'achis, that you know without the Hekesh. What's the Hekesh? The Yerusha of Mishmash is also that way. That's a pshat in the Gemara. So Taisa's Kasha on the Rishbam is, if you're going to say that Yerusha Rishayna is Ben Kaidin Labas, Yerusha Shniya is Ach Kaidin La'achis, you still don't know Yerusha's Mishmush. These are both direct Yerushas. So by direct Yerushas, it didn't have Ben Kaidin Labas, Ach Kaidin La'achis. But Bnei Achis, that's already Mishmush. How would you know in that case? That's why Taisus learns that Yerusha Rishayna means when it's direct, And Yerusha Shnia learns when it's Aide Mishmush. So Mamel, that's why you know straight from Yerusha Shnia that Ben Achris is Kaidim Meneisachas. That's the Marshal's Pshat. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Bar Chanina Kamedar of Nachman, V'hoyim B'yoyim Anchilo Yezbanav. It says in the Pasuk B'yoyim, in the day that he gives the Yerusha to his sons, B'yoyim Atamapel Nachalis, V'yatamapel Nachalis B'layla. You can only do Yerusha by day. You can't do Yerusha by night. Amalei Abaya, that's the brice he had. Amalei Abaya, Abaya asked him, Elameyata, the Shacha B'yamama Hu D'yarsilei B'nei, Man the Shacha B'layla Lo Yarsilei B'nei. Are you trying to tell me that someone who dies by day, then his sons get the Yerusha, and if he dies by night, the sons don't get the Yerusha? That's not true. So what does the Braisa mean? B'yayim anchilez banav, b'yayim atamapel necholez, v'yatamapel necholez b'layla. Avada, no matter when he dies, day or night, the Yerushim will get the Yerusha. So the Gemara says, Dilma din nachleis kamrit. Maybe it means the din of nachleis. The Tanya v'hoysev ne'yisrael l'chukas mishpat, ayur kalaparsha kula liyaz din. It says at the end of the parsha's nachleis v'hoysev ne'yisrael l'chukas mishpat, and that says that the whole parsha has a din of a din, has a lach of a din. Who could Rav Yehuda? The Amr Rav Yehuda, Shleisha Shenichnus Levaker Sechayla, Ratzu Kaisim Ratzu Eisen Din, Shnayim Kaisim Ein Eisen Din. The Gemara goes on. So Gemara has a lot of Chedushim, Legabi the Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin, and Legabi the Din of Din B'yayim, and this we'll speak about Beis Hashem in the next plot, in Daf Kuf Yudal, because the Gemara continues to Kuf Yudal. But here I want to speak about the etzim thing, that what does it mean, Ayur Kol HaParsha Kul Liyah Is Din? What does it mean that Nachlis have a halacha of a din? There's a machlekes Rishbam and Taisus what that means. The Rishbam says that you find another brayse of the mashloch al Nachlis din, the salgadait dechamina chilek Nachlis reike chalukas shutfim ba'alma v'chashiv din, kamash malon. You would think that dividing a Nachlis is just like a chalukas shutfim, it's just like a shutfim dividing it. It's not considered a din. Kamashmala, no, it is considered a din. Now, the Av Pshatim and the Achreinim of the Rishbam, but Pashup Pshat and the Rishbam, and the Rishainim are very much Mashmanaway. Taisus is Mashmanaway. The Ramban Lachar holds that way, Lamaisa. That the din of Chalukah Shutvim, the din of Chalukah Nachlis, I mean, cannot be done without the Kayach of Bezdin. It doesn't work with Kinyanim. When Shutvim own something together, and they want to split it up, or they have a din to split it up, so Mamela, the Shutfim go, and they split it up. They make a Kinyan Sudr, and they split up, and that's a Chalukah Shutfim. But by Nachlis, it doesn't work that way. You cannot divide a Nachla without a Vezdin. I got all the Gechidish, and we don't pass in that way, but that's the Chayyid Ashitas Rishbam, Shat Negemar. And that's what the Ramban Usa holds the Maisa. The Ramban says, Pirish Rebbeinu Shmuel, Debin and Gimel, Kudrav Yehuda, Vendayin Amasim El Labayayim, and he asked the Kasha, I with that review, do also you need three because it says, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dineim Din. Ikalamei Mesal Kedaitach Nacha Chaluga Shufim Ba'amu Betray Sagya, Kamash Malon. The Lashon is very, very clear that you cannot do Chaluga Shufim without a Bezdim, without a Kayach of three people. Like I said, the Arach Reinim, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, there's a Chadush Yerim, and they suffer Techelik Tesim and Vav, and Chayshim Mishpat. It doesn't seem to want to learn the Rishbam this way, but this is Pasha Taich in the Rishbam. Taisus also seemed to learn the Rishbam this way. Taisus says, "Le'inyan zesh tzar shloisha lechalukas nachla k'may b'din. Chalukas nachla needs three, just like din needs three." Now Taisus asks, Taisus has two kashas. Why doesn't say chalukas nachla? Why say din nachla? Another kasha Taisus asks is that the Gemara's thing of Rav Yehuda of the Shleisha Shenichnas Levaker Sechel is not talking about Chalukas Nachla. It's talking about Tzava. It's talking about he's giving away the Nachla. But L'chayin the Teretz is that Hainu Hach. It's not only Chalukas Nachla. Any Chalois you want to do in Dinei Nachlas, in them state in Chukas Mishpat, that could only be done on the day of the Kayach of Bezdin. Nachlas are going to stay the way they are, and the only way to change anything about Nachla, whether splitting up the Nachla, whether picking another Yerush, but even that you could pick another Yerush, all that needs the Kayach of Bezdin. A Gevaldig Chiddush, but this is the sheet of the Rishbam and the Rishonim that go with the Rishbam. But Taisus holds not the way. Taisus holds that Chalukas Nachla doesn't need a Bezdin. It is like Chalukas Shutfim Ba'alma. And the Gemara here is limited to a Tzava. And a Tzava also doesn't need a Bezdin. But the site of the din of din, the halacha that it's a din, is that when he makes a Bezdin, when he makes his own Nachla, when he decides who his Yerushim should be, and he makes a Bezdin for it, that's the Bezdin that has to decide any dispute about the terms of his will. That's what it means, din nachlis. That when the person that's dying, the meirish, he calls together a bezdin and gives over his will in the bezdin, gives over his tzava, gives over his hanchala in the bezdin, that bezdin bribes the bezdin, the official bezdin, about the nachla, and any dispute that would pertain to the nachla could only be educated in this particular Bezdin. They don't have a shus to go to another Bezdin. That's the aside of this Gemara. And there's a chilek between Yaim and Laila, because Balaila they can't be a Bezdin, ain't done in Balaila, so they're not the Bezdin, like we'll see. But when they are the Bezdin, they, not that you need a Bezdin, but the pshat is, in any dispute that comes up, you have to go only to this Bezdin, you can't go to another Bezdin. And what is the Vart? What's the pshat that they become the Bezdin and you can't go to any other Bezdin? So Zerash has a Vart, Ke'ilu tzivet chilashu elu Bezdin al dvar v'chol dava v'dava she yistapik adam b'loshin atzavot v'ein echad min ayarshin yachal ayar v'loim lebezdin godo ka'azil me lebezdin chashiv shebe'ir. Because he said that this is the Bezdin. The exact same loshin is also in Rebbeinu Yoina. That's a chayit pashat taich. In other words, just like the Chiddush of the Pasuk is like this. As I two people decide that they are shtelling of Eka Bezdin, that only that Bezdin has a right to deal with this dispute. So the halacha is, it's Kayim. That's the way it is. It stays that way. They forfeit any right to go to any other Bezdin. They're ready to makabel this Bezdin. But you would think that's only if the Bali Din themselves did that. Hashem came the Meirish, the Manchel, it's not a Din Torah with him. So who says he could shtel of Eka Bezdin? So that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that the meirish has a right to make this the bezdin. As I learned the pashtus, what's the pshat in Taisa? So again, we have two pshatim. The Rishbam's pshat is that stam, any chalais that's done with the Yerusha has to be done in a bezdin. A bezdin has, it's not done stam with kinyonim. It's done only with the parasha of din. A bezdin has to do it, whether it's chaluka, whether it's the shtelling of another Yerush. And Taisa holds that no, it doesn't have to be done with Bezdin, but if the Meirish makes a Bezdin for the Ancholas HaYerusha, that becomes the Bezdin, the only Bezdin, and none of the Bali Dava, none of the Yerushim have a right to ask for a different Bezdin. Now there's another Machlokes Rishonim, not related to this one. What's the pshat? What is the din over here? What's the Chalukas Nachla? Taisa says, we're not talking about Divish Shkivim HaKiksum Musurim Dami, we're not talking about a regular will. A will doesn't work midiraisa. Midirabanan, if someone's a shimrai, sick already, and he makes a will, so that will, divrei shimrai, k'ksuvim surim dami, you have to be mekayim that will. That will is a kinyan. Whichever yerush he makes, a shimrai, someone who's sick, whatever yerush he makes, becomes a yerush. The Gemara in the next paragraph is mayach about those halachas. That's a din of divrei shimrai, k'ksuvim surim dami. But that's only dirabanan. So Taisa says, what are we discussing? And the Rishbam also learns this way. We're discussing, you're making a kinyan that's chal me'yayim u'lacha misa. You're saying that in case I die, there should be a kinyan. Taisus mentions also that there is a man, the Amr Rabbi Yechonim and Breker. Rabbi Yechonim Breker holds that as long as you're dealing with people who are your yarshim, let's say a person has a few sons, he's allowed to give more to one son and less to the other son. That's called anchal, that's what Rabbi Yechonim and Breker holds. But he can't give something, so he can't give anything to someone who's not a Yerush. Only someone who's already Yerush, he could take away, give more to one and less to the other. So according to Breicha and Breicha, could be discussing the halacha of Hanchala. But the Rebbeinu Yoina, and the Rosh also brings it, they hold, if you make a kinyan, so that's not a Hanchala b'chal, that's not a Yerusha. If you make a kinyan, if you make a will, and you make it with a kinyan, and even if you say me'ayim u'lachamisa, you're only giving them the guf me'ayim, you're giving them the peiris lachamisa, so you still are able to control it until he dies. But l'maisa, it's not a Yerusha b'chlal. It's a matana. It's a regular matana. That can't be a din of a din. The halach of a din only applies to Yerusha, not to matana. And that objection is sai according to Rishbam, sai according to Taisus. It doesn't matter if you learn like the Rishbam that all chalaisin and nachlis have to be done on Yedei Bezdin. Or you learn like Taisus that they don't. It's just that if you shtel a vekel Bezdin for a nachla, that becomes the Bezdin, and the Yerushim, who are the Balei Dvarim, they can't change the Bezdin that you made. But either way, that has to be talking about Yerusha. If you're making a kinyan, and you're saying the kinyan should be chal, even if you say it should be chal me'yayimu la'achamisa, that the Gemara kinyan is only la'achamisa, but since l'mais it's going through with the parish of kinyanim, it's going through with the parish of matan, it's not Yerusha. In Yerusha, you can't change the Yerushim. So this chiddush of the Gemara, that Arikol parish of kula li'as din, wouldn't apply to such a case. So the Rosh and the Reini Yaina say that Al Karchach, the only case you have in the Gemara is according to Brecha Mebrecha. Ein Echinami, according to the Rabbanan that don't hold this such a din called Hanchala B'chlal, the Rabbanan hold there's no way you could change the parish of the Yerusha. The only way you can make a halachically legal will is through giving a matana with a kinyan, which essentially is a matana mechayim. And then you could say that the matana lemaisa only is practical achamisa. You keep the payrus until the misa, whatever the case may be. But that's the parish of matana. That wouldn't have this chiddush of the Gemara that applies din. So the Gemara has to go like a beichinim and breika. But they say practically, like the case of Shleisha Shenichnasu Levakir Esachayla, once the Rabbanu and Misakin, that Divish Shribmarach Iksum Musurim Dami, so Lamaisa Midir Rabbanan, you could make Yershim, because Matna Shribmarach Kirusha Shav Yerabbanan. Matna Shribmarach was a din that the Rabbanan made Ali Dei the Kayach at Kanas Chacham of Hefka Bezin Hefka, that there aren't different Yershim when we're dealing with the Shribmarach. So that Taka would have this Chiddish of Din. The Beis Yosef in Simon Reishin and Gimel is mashma that Taisus held that matnas shchimera wouldn't have the halacha of din. That Taisus says that Gemara is not tumba matnas shchimera. So mele matnas shchimera would not have this din that it's a din and they can't change the bezdin. But the Ksaisaif and Art says no, Taisus doesn't argue on that. Beis Yosef holds Taisus argues on that, and he paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh that it does have a halacha of a din. But the Ksai says Taisa doesn't argue. Taisa is just saying that our Gemara can't be talking about that. The Gemara is darshening from a pasuk. V'ayelecha mechukas mishpat ayrakol aparsha kul li'ez din. The pasuk can't be referring to matnas shchimera. The pasuk has to be referring to some sort of anhala, some sort of being meirish. So what's the case? He says according to Berachim Rebreka, you have a case where he gives more to one Yerush and less to the other Yerush, according to Berachim Breka, as long as they're royal Yerush at Dvarif Kiyamim. But according to Rabbanan, the only case is Mayim Lachamisa. But the Pasuk can't be talking about the case of Shkimra, because that's only the Rabbanan. But the Ksai says, Taisus is masking that now that the Rabbanan were Mesak and Divish Shkimra, Ksurim Dami, so it also have that same Alach of Din. But Fratlefi Taisus, that holds that even a Kenyan has Alach of Din. But kumdeis, there is a machlekes lemaisa between Taisus and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, that Taisus holds that even if you did a kinyan, as long as you said me'yayim l'achamisa, and practically it only works, Taisus would karlei nachal vishu ke'ein nachal ashein ha'kayin el l'achamisa. So since practically you don't get it till after he dies, that also has halacha v'nachla. But this Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh argue, and they say that since lemaisa, how did you get it? You didn't get it derech Yerusha. You got it derech kinyan, so what? You only got it after he dies. But the way you got it, once he dies, I'm afraid the kinyan that he made was chal and it's a matana. So that can't be called the Yerusha, that can't have a halacha of din. But legabe the etzem halacha of divish, shkimak, shurim, shurim, dami, that's like the ksais, everyone's masking it as halacha of din. So halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch passings like Taisus Pshat, we don't find anywhere in the Paiskim that chalukas yershim, or even the din of divish shkimak subim subim dami need a bezdin. You don't need a bezdin. If there's a dispute, so you go to bezdin. But you don't need a bezdin to affect the chalukas yershim, or to affect a divish shkimak subim subim dami, or to affect the meyim alachemisa. But that much is Shulchan Aruch paskins, that when you have a shchimira that's giving out his nechasim, if there are three people here, that's what the Gemara says, they become the bezdin. nafkamina that they're the Bezdin, that if there's any dispute, you have to go dafka to them because he shtel the mevek for the Bezdin. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the case of a kinyan me'ei malacha misa. Could be the das of Shulchan Aruch, l'chayis like the das of Rosh and Rebbein Yena, that case is not a case of Yerusha. So the psak is that case doesn't have a din that they become the Bezdin, they can't go to a different Bezdin. As a din of a regular matana, that doesn't matter if the Nesim Matana makes the Bezdin. The Makabla Matana could go to whatever Bezdin they want. It's nafka din by Yerusha. If the Meirish makes the Bezdin, then that Bezdin stays. That's the sugya. And Bez Hashem, in the subsequent shiur, we'll discuss the dinim of the difference between Yom and Laila and the din of Eid Nasadayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.